This is livemint.com and you are listening to the Mint Editors Podcast with me, Preetha Banerjee, and Mint's consulting editor, Sandeep Khanna. Hi, Sandeep. Welcome to our Editors Podcast. So the first story on your list of top picks is how the venture capital's big three, that is the Nexus Venture Partners, Sequoia Capital and Axel Partners, have raised and spent funds in 2016. Quite an interesting pick, but why did you choose this story?
Yeah, the venture capital space obviously has been in a bit of flux over the last 1 year. Startups haven't been doing too well. You must have noticed how valuations of a lot of them, Flipkart included, have kind of melted down. So it's a space that's of interest to people. And these are the three big boys of the venture capital space. I think they raised about $2 billion last year for investing in India. And, you know, Snigdha's story basically looks at the strategies behind what they're planning to do or what they've done with the money. Most of it seems to have gone into existing startups rather than into fresh ones, which itself tells you something about what where the space is going. So it's a story that kind of encapsulates what happened in the space over the last, in 2016, and also holds out lots of pointers for what might happen in 2017. And, you know, after reading this story, honestly, if I was a startup, I would be a little worried. So, interesting story, very comprehensive, very detailed, and also points to what we can expect in the coming year.
Okay, and but does this also give you a comparison of the investment patterns of these venture capital firms compared to the previous years, or does it give us an idea?
I think she's looked at, you know, where they're coming from in the previous years and, you know, what they really did, and you can see that this was in a sense a kind of an interregnum. It's a year when they seem to have paused and said, let's take a look at what we've been doing in India over the last 2-3 years, because most of them date back to a few years now, and there was a rush till 2015 of bringing in the funds. This is the year when they've kind of looked at saying, you know, maybe we need to look at where we are going with these funds. And we're going to see the impact of that in 2017. And that's what the story really brings out.
Right. Quite an interesting one. Okay, so moving on, the next one on your list gives us the 8 key decisions taken by the Indian government to reach the top 50 in the World Bank's business rankings. Why did this make it to your list of favorites?
Yeah, it's a bit of a surprising story at this point of time. We've got lots of weighty matters happening, demonetization and the Tata Cyrus thing. And in the midst of that, this particular World Bank ranking, you know, it's a holy grail of for emerging markets. Governments in particular seem to think it's an important index. I don't know how much investors actually pay attention to it, but, you know, it's important for the Indian government. And the last year, we didn't make too much progress. I think we remained stuck at about 130th position. And in the midst of that, you know, the finance minister, he called a meeting and they seemed to have discussed granular details about what they can do, including things like, you know, can we change the number of days it takes to issue a construction permit, for instance, which is right now about 60 days? Can we bring it down to 8 days? And to my mind, it's a significant development. And if they can actually move ahead in some of the provisions of these this list that they've compiled, I think it'll be interesting. For me, the story is also important because nobody else seems to have got it, and, you know, it didn't seem to get the importance that I think it deserved, and all credit to Asit for having done the story and you know, drawing attention to this.
All right. The third story is about the global payments platform PayPal, who is in the final stage of closing a deal to buy a minority stake in FreeCharge. Now, what do you think this indicates in the time of demonetization and a growing digital economy in India?
So I'll tell you, there are two parts to it. One, the choice of the story. And honestly, this is the kind of story which makes us feel good about our profession, because it's a news scoop. And, you know, we are in the midst of this 24-hour news cycle where you have Facebook breaking news, you have news stories coming out on Twitter, and of course, you have television. And in the midst of that, for the deals team at Mint to break a story of this kind in a newspaper, I think it's eminently creditable. For old-timers like me, you know, who've been around in the newsroom for a very long time, there is a term we use, it's called a blind sked, which the editor uses in a news meeting to indicate that there's a, you know, a story which we're a little hush-hush about coming. It makes you feel good about being in this business. You know, this story is one of those stories. It's a breaking story. The other thing, of course, is the relevance. At this point of time, everybody's talking about, you know, payment platforms, and obviously it's FreeCharge's great rival Paytm, which is it has been in the news a lot. But, you know, for FreeCharge, this takeover also indicates in a sense the valuations in this business, because the tentative figure given is about $800 million for the valuation for FreeCharge. So I would assume that Paytm would also be somewhere near that. So good, timely story, breaking story. It's the kind of story that gets your, you know, adrenaline pumping in the morning.
Yeah, and I'm sure the reader interest would also be high.
Absolutely.
Around this
Absolutely.
Story. Yes. So the next story is an interview with Cyrus Mistry, who just added a fresh twist to the Tata Mistry battle by stepping down as the director of the Tata Group firms ahead of the EGMs. So these stories, I mean the stories around Tata Mistry battles have been in the news for almost 2 months. Why did this story still make the cut?
Yeah, so, you know, in the news business, half the time you get it right purely by timing. You happen to be either in the right place or at the right time. You know, so one of those two works. And this interview actually happened within 2 hours of Cyrus announcing that he's stepping down from the board of these companies. Now, the moment something so big happens, there's an announcement of this kind, there are lots of questions in the minds of readers, of people who are watching this space. You know, why suddenly did he decide to take this decision? Was Nusliwadia involved in any of this? What was the trigger for this decision? And, you know, Ravi Krishnan, who's been actually spearheading our coverage of the Tata Mistry fight over the last 2 months. It's a wonderful job he did. I mean, he's there at that point of time within 2 hours. He does this interview, asks all the right questions. To Mistry's credit, I mean, most of the answers were fairly candid, or as candid as he could have been at that point of time. And, you know, it was an interview that the timing was just right. We were there in that space. You got a lot of answers that I think people were looking for in terms of the development itself. So, yeah, good interview, timely interview.
Okay. And the last one that you have as one of your top picks is an updated list of the racing games that are available for Android and iOS platforms at the moment. So, I mean, what is the reason? Are you into car racing games? Or
aren't you?
I am, definitely. That's the only kind of game I can play, to be honest.
So that's the point. I mean, it's the end of the year. We've had all these very serious issues, you know, we've been talking about and everybody's been writing about. The fact is, all of us at some point of time have played a car game. You know, it's an area that I think interests everyone. It's an interesting list of all the car games that have come into the country. I knew about a couple of them, you know, the F1 official car game that's been introduced in India. But there's some really exciting one. There's something called Asphalt Extreme. I love the name. I'm sure I'm going to try that game.
You know? Nice.
My only complaint is that I wish it hadn't been 5, it had been 10. So it could have had a bigger canvas for these stories. But yeah, good fun story to end the week with.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for sharing your favorite stories of the week, and hope you have a nice weekend ahead.
Do let us know what you think by emailing us at feedback@livemint.com. You can also get in touch with us by following Livemint on Twitter and Mint on Facebook.